Jeremiah 33:2 says, "Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name." The fact that this world exists speaks to the heart of man and tells us that we have a maker. That really is the foundation of the cosmological argument for the existence of God. It's reasonable, it's common sense, and we discussed the modal cosmological argument in our previous Evidence for God devotional, that the universe could exist or could not exist. So why does it exist? There must be some reasonable explanation for the existence of the universe, and that would lead to the reasonable conclusion that some thing or someone caused the universe to come into existence. But the idea that some thing caused the universe to come into existence is unreasonable. How did that thing get there in order to cause the creation of the universe? There had to be someone, an intelligent being, to will and cause the creation of the universe. And the only possible being who could cause the existence of the universe would be the very definition of what we would call a creator God. But there is another version of the cosmological argument that has been credited by many skeptics as being even more precise and reasonable in the defense of the existence of God. And this version is called the temporal kalam cosmological argument. The current and most prominent form of the argument is presented by a Christian apologist named William Lane Craig, and he states the kalam cosmological argument in a logical argument of deductive reasoning, a syllogism, as follows. 1. Everything that begins to exist has a cause. 2. The universe began to exist. 3. Therefore, the universe has a cause. That's called a syllogism. 3 simple logical points in which we deduce the fact that the universe has a cause. Then, based upon the conclusion that the universe has a cause, Craig then builds upon this to present the following case. And just note, he uses an archaic term, sans, spelled S-A-N-S. It simply means without or outside of. So with that, we find Craig's concluding points as follows. 1. The universe has a cause. 2. If the universe has a cause, then an uncaused personal creator of the universe exists who sans the universe or outside of the universe, is beginningless, changeless, immaterial, timeless, spaceless, and enormously powerful. Therefore, an uncaused personal creator of the universe exists who outsans outside the universe, is beginningless, changeless, immaterial, timeless, spaceless, and enormously powerful. Now, time doesn't permit going into the several arguments against this kalam cosmological argument presented by William Lane Craig. I recommend On Guard, the book he wrote for such a reason. But there really is no reasonable answer or refutation of this argument as far as the evidence for the existence of God is concerned. I will mention that some say, okay, well, since everything has to have a cause, then what caused God? But this demonstrates exactly why we have to pay attention to the smallest details and listen carefully to those who oppose God. Did you catch what they did with that question? Their question began with, okay, since everything has to have a cause, then, wait a minute, stop right there. That's not the point. The point is that everything that has a beginning must have a cause. The universe and everything in it had a beginning and therefore must have a cause. But God is eternal. God had no beginning, therefore nothing caused God. And God is the cause of all things that exist. John 1:1-3 tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." And we repeat the inspired words written by Paul in 1 Timothy 1:17, "Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." God exists. Get to know Him through His Word, your King James Bible, and His wonderful Son, the Savior Jesus Christ.